Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, it's Brian. I am uber excited. I've got a guy that I've had on here a while ago, and this is part of my thought leadership techniques and tools segments. And Gavin Zuklinski is the owner. Is that correct, Gavin? Are you the owner, president? What do you call yourself, head cheese?
Oh, yeah, all of those. I really like head cheese. I'll start using that from now on. Yeah, I'm the founder is the usual one.
Gotcha. And of Acuity Scheduling, which is one of my favorite things. It's one of the tools that really kind of changed my mindset and my business because of the way it integrates with a lot of stuff. And we'll talk about that. But one of the coolest things, and this to me is like, this is the telltale sign that if you don't have Acuity, you have to get it. Because Gavin's mother actually uses the product. How many of you can say that your mother are hiring you to do things for them? Huh? How many? I don't think many. So how did your mother get started on this, Gavin?
Oh, it all came from her, actually. She is a massage therapist. So one day we were riding in a car on a long, boring road in the wintertime and started talking about her business and having her like get on the phone and everything and have to listen to all the back and forth and like the rigmarole of clients and their excuses for canceling or needing to schedule and trying to flip through a paper calendar book at the same time. So I felt like there had to be a better way. And that's where Acuity came out of. So she has been the target customer since day one. And now since, you know, her, it has grown from her and her massage therapy business to now hundreds of thousands of folks, I think over 100,000 folks every month of all sorts of different businesses, from people like her, massage therapists, to just other small businesses and coaches and sales and training and all sorts of things that I never would have expected, you know, needing online scheduling. So it turned out to be so much more popular than I ever anticipated it would be.
Yeah, and it's absolutely changed my business, and I'm being, you know, I'm not being hyper rah-rah about this. It really has. It's changed my mindset. It's changed the way I do things. And I do a lot of coaching, one-on-one coaching with clients, and a lot of them struggle with their calendar programs. You know, somebody who has a Mac and a PC and they're using Google Calendar and they're trying to integrate all these things and they can't figure out how to make them all sync. And I just say one word, I say Acuity. Just use that to kind of pull all that stuff together into one location. And I was blown away today as I was going through and actually looking at your website again, which I haven't done in a while because I've been a member of your group for 2 years. You have a whole bunch of new stuff, and I'd really like to share a lot of that. The first one that I went, dude, you got to get it, is you now have an iPhone and Android app, right?
Yeah. So this is one we've been working on for a while. So we have our website itself is really mobile friendly. So since the beginning, you could do everything you wanted on Acuity from a mobile device, and your clients booking too. Everything is very mobile friendly since we get so many bookings that way, that we make that as easy as possible. But one thing that we heard over and over again was for a lot of those common tasks when you're on the go, make it faster and faster, which there is a certain extent that you can get to with having a, you know, a mobile friendly website. So now we have native mobile app that you can download onto your iPhone or Android and connect it to your calendar so that we can, you know, take advantage of some of the things on the mobile device to make things faster and really get that like speed for viewing and managing your appointments and everything else on the go too. So that one I'm really excited about, and we've had tons of positive feedback about just being able to manage your appointments on the go has been such a breeze too. So that's to make it as easy as possible to handle like all of those common parts with scheduling and viewing appointments from your mobile device now on both iPhone and Android.
Yeah, which is totally cool, and I can't wait to dig into that more because I can definitely see using that. The other thing, when I said that this kind of changed my whole mindset, was I'm sure that other platforms have done this. When I was way, way back yonder, I was using Timely, and it didn't do a lot of the things that yours does. Maybe it does today. I haven't looked into it. I'm too embedded in what I'm doing right now. And, you know, all of these scheduling programs are pretty much the same in cost. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of difference. But yours, at least in my estimation, tends to have a lot more integration. So one of the things that I did right off the bat, matter of fact, I remember on our first interview, you said, oh, I love the way you put your logo up there. And, you know, you've added all this cool stuff to it. And it's really super, super flexible. But one of the things I've done is create like these groups of different things that I can have people do. So just booking you on the podcast, what do? I send you a link. It does everything for me. It sets up the GoToMeeting, which is how I record this. And then it also auto sends you and sends me reminders. It integrates with so many other things. I mean, it's amazing. Other things that I do, like with my coaching clients, when somebody wants to book a one-on-one session with me, it integrates with QuickBooks, it integrates with PayPal, it integrates with GoToMeeting, and it does everything all in one fell swoop. So somebody says, I want to book time with you. It goes through, looks at my calendar, lets them book it. Then it actually charges them the amount that I charge them for the hour. And then it goes in and gets the money from PayPal, and then it puts it into GoToMeeting, and it reminds them, I don't have to think about a thing. And all of a sudden I hear this, I've got my phone set up, it goes cha-ching every time I get a PayPal something. So it's like, all of a sudden I look over, it's like, oh, cool, I got another booking.
That sounds a really nice touch. Yeah, and I think what you're getting at, like, so I really feel like, we, for people whose day-to-day really revolves around appointments, there is so much that we can do beyond just appointment scheduling to try to make your business run smoother. And you're right, there's a lot of other schedulers out there and really good, like not dissing any of them, but a lot of them are more on the, like, I don't know, like a fancy contact form just to let you accept your time and, you know, make it easy to go back and forth. And Acuity does that, absolutely. But there's so many other ways that we can fit into your business to make it as hands-off as possible for you. Like what you're saying about GoToMeeting is, again, one of my favorites. Besides, you know, you figure out a date and time that's the best between both of you for your podcast too. Like you ask a bunch of preliminary questions that you're prepared in advance for this, so you can create all those custom forms inside of Acuity, but then connect it with all of your other tools so that when somebody does book their appointment and they pay, it goes into QuickBooks and gets like the accounting part done with it. It can go and connect to your Zoom or GoToMeeting so that you can get that virtual meeting link dynamically created and inserted into there too. So that goes into all of the communication with them, and then they get reminded about it and it gets set up. And you can customize all of that too. Like your emails, like right before this, you customized it too, so that you would send out a series of reminder emails with a little bit of different information each time, so that, you know, guests like me who might be a little forgetful sometimes without those reminders can actually show up and have all of that information, all of that GoToMeeting information, so we know exactly where to show up. And it's more than just, you know, finding a convenient time for two people to meet, although that's definitely the core of it. It's connecting into all of those different things so that hopefully you as the business owner can just, you know, sit back and show up when clients are there being fully prepared with all of their information and not have to jump around between a dozen different tools, adding things into different places and sending links and all of that. We're trying to make that as hands-off as possible. And you've done an awesome job with that, including adding, you know, your personal brand touch with it, which we offer tons of customization for. And in this past year, have tried to make our defaults for everything even prettier and more beautiful than ever. But you can still add your own personal touch and your logos and your colors. And for the really techie folks among you or your web developers, add custom CSS to go completely wild and really brand it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually a couple of other fun ones that we came out with this past year were just different ways to embed your scheduler. So there's, you know, the link that you can send people, like you mentioned, and you can send them to, you know, specifically different services or different people if you have multiple people on staff. But then, and we've always had a way to, you know, embed the scheduler directly into your website so it looks like a part of your website. But then what we heard from people was wanting to, you know, promote that even more on their website. So this past year, we introduced two new embed options. There's the booking button, which is a little button that you can, you know, pop all over on your website, that when you click it, it does a light box that will pop over with the scheduler embedded into your website for people to book. And then also a booking bar. So sort of persistent at the top of your website, you can have a bar with a little message and a quick booking button, which we see is great for people, you know, to have that call to action on all the pages on your website, reminding people to book with them too.
Yeah, see, and there's so many cool integrations and things like that. And you mentioned, you know, forgetful guests. How about forgetful hosts who'd like, oh yeah, that's right, I got Gavin coming on this morning. You know, it happens to me all the time because I get busy, you know, just like anybody else. And so you've added a whole bunch of other things that I think are super, super cool. I want to kind of go over these because you go from the very, very basic to the very high end, but you really don't flaunt that. You're not like, hey, integrate with this, integrate with that, but you can't. You know, like Zapier, a lot of people don't know what Zapier is, but it's kind of an API integration tool. You have true API integration, which I don't even remember what the heck API stands for, but bottom line is it allows you to hook into another piece of software. So if for some reason it's not working with your current tools, there's probably a way to make it work through one of those two, right?
Oh, yeah. And especially with our APIs, pretty full-featured. We've seen people do some really creative things with there. And that we've got it like all different levels, from like the easy to the way more complex, like you're mentioning, like just, you know, adding CSS to customize it more. Embedding it into your website is almost like an integration. And then you start to get in, like, we have the full REST API that developers can use to connect in and add new appointments, you know, totally build up your own scheduling page and workflow and everything else and pull information out, get webhooks when anything is scheduled, or try to automate some of that just through Zapier too. And then we've seen some really cool things with just direct linking too. Like one that I saw recently was just, you know, if you have a lead generation form on your website where you're collecting a lot of information, don't have people enter that again if you're directing them off to booking. So a lot of apps like Woofoo and like Typeform, you can redirect to a page afterwards. So if you're using one of those to collect lead information, you can direct them over to a different, like to your scheduling page directly, and just have all of your intake forms inside of Acuity pre-filled too. So you can add those parameters onto the link and have intake forms pre-filled so that if somebody entered their name, they don't have to enter it again on booking. You know, the easier you make the booking process, the more likely people are to book their appointments and turn from, you know, leads to actual customers.
Yeah, that's great advice. Okay, so let's, in the last segment here, I want to kind of cover some of the new things that I never thought about, but I think are great tools that especially people who are coaches or people who are, you know, worried about using software like this to its highest potential. The three things that we discussed at the beginning was, first and foremost, a subscription feature, which, you know, I use a membership site to do that, but I never even thought about doing it inside of Acuity. The second one was the cluster appointments one, where you can actually, if you book one appointment, you can start to shrink down the amount of time available so that you're focusing, let's say, I just want to book in the morning now because I've had my whole day open, but I want to leave the afternoon open so I can go golfing and just get everything done in the morning. And the other one is make me look busy. So if you don't have a lot of appointments, you can actually put in, you know, some, I wouldn't call them fake, but kind of like maybe whatever you want to call them. There, you put an appointment so it looks like you're more busy than you are. So let's talk about those three things and how they affect somebody's schedule.
Yeah, so the it sort of goes in level from, you know, when starting out to starting to get more advanced. So we can talk about them in reverse order. So what we hear a lot was when people were just starting out their business, you know, you're not as busy. You want to create things as flexible as possible that people can pick a time that's convenient for them. But sometimes, you know, you'd be a little bit embarrassed that clients would see, you know, every single day you're wide open. So we've made that easier now. So instead of, you know, having to manually go in and, you know, change your times and, you know, get all fishy with trying to make yourself look busier, there's just a nice little checkbox, and you can say, you know, clear out 50% of my appointments for the day. So every day will It's to make you look a little bit busier than you are, to hopefully give comfort to your customers and create that artificial demand while you're on the uptick for getting your business started. So after you enable the Make Me Look Busy feature, we'll hide a number of spots in there and try to distribute the other ones throughout your day to create it so that people still have really convenient times that are available, and you know it's not just going to be 3 a.m. And then as you legitimately do get busier throughout the day, it's smart enough to stop, you know, not hide as many spots, but try to keep it looking so that you are just as busy. But once you get legitimately busy, it sort of disappears on its own too, so that you can really pack your schedule as full as possible. So it creates the artificial demand at the beginning, trying to, you know, ideally distribute those times throughout the day, but still looking natural, like people are actually booking it. And then once you do get busier, things, it starts to go on and free up even more of your time too, so you can really pack your time with legitimate appointments too, instead of having all of these fake ones around too. So
right.
It's really cool and smart enough to take care of that for you.
Yeah, and I want to jump in too, because one of the features that I love is, you know, I'm a geek. I have theme days. I have Marketing Monday, Training Tuesday, Working Wednesday, Togetherness Thursday, and Flexible Friday. So this is the way I set up my weeks. And so Togetherness Thursday means that I'm networking. So this allows me to block off the times that I have preset networking meetings, so I'm only available specifically for the couple of hours in the afternoon when I'm done with that networking. And I can, you know, you have to account in there that, you know, there's travel time, obviously. So you say, okay, you know, I'll get back to my office by 2:00. So I'm open from 2 to 3 and then 4 to 5. And that's it on Thursdays. That's, you know, the beauty of the software is it really lets you control your own schedule rather than just leaving it wide open west, right?
Yeah, and that gets into the next one too, the whole cluster booking things together. So like you're saying, you know, you'll have different times that you'll want to do different services and everything, but sometimes, you know, you're pretty flexible with the time that you can go. But what we hear is you don't want somebody, you know, say if you're available from, you know, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you don't want somebody booking the 8 a.m. appointment and then the 8 p.m. appointment where, you know, you're basically working all day but having to piddle around in the middle, especially if you get people randomly booking in there. So with the new cluster booking feature, when you enable that, if you have no appointments during the day, it'll show everything wide open. And then after that, it will try to force people to book back to back. So that way, when you have that person book at 8 a.m., you know, your next spot is at 9 a.m. and you can get your appointments over and done with at the beginning of the day, and just really have everything back to back so that you can, you know, really have your schedule just automatically optimized itself. So, and again, too, like you mentioned, if you have, you know, extra padding for travel or cleanup or anything else, it'll take that into account. But really try to get that back-to-back appointments so that you can have your day ideally scheduled without any work from you too. So that way you can open things up as much as possible to give all that flexibility and then have your schedule really manage itself into making things as ideal as possible too. That combined with some of our other features too, to you know, limit the total number of appointments during the day so that if you are incredibly busy and you're flexible enough that you could start at any time during the 12 hours, but you don't want to be working 12 hours straight, you can limit that out too. And that way you can really, you know, bang out all of your appointments all at once, have it all limited, and really have your schedule manage itself in a much, much smarter way too.
Very cool. So let's talk about the subscription side of things. How would a coach or a business use something like that?
Yeah, and this one I really love for coaches and other businesses too, because what we're seeing is a lot of people will do this sort of like on a more transactional basis, where it's I book an appointment, I pay, I get money, or maybe you sell packages, but then people have to remember to go in and purchase their packages and everything else. So we wanted to provide a way to, you know, change your business model a little bit so that you can just start generating a recurring revenue stream. And that's what subscriptions will help with. So you can set up subscriptions to automatically charge people on an ongoing basis, say every month or every few months or every few weeks, for appointments that you can, you know, get those people who are buying their packages on a regular basis. But they don't need to remember to renew them. It'll renew them automatically so you can keep engaging them. You can start relying on a revenue stream that's coming in, and Acuity will take care of the billing them automatically, keeping track of all their appointments, keeping track of when they've redeemed them and everything else. So when you set up a subscription, you can set up, like, say you're a yoga studio, your monthly unlimited package that people can sign up for once and then get billed for automatically every single month and have their code that they can use to redeem things. Or even for coaches too, we see this on sometimes a shorter basis too, where you have, you know, a really intense high price package that people don't want to pay for all at once. And you can now use the same feature too to set that up as a payment plan. So say for the next 3 months, you make your $500 payment every month, and you get these different number of appointments that are all tracked automatically too. So it can go from, you know, just having people manually have to make payments during appointments and buying packages and gift certificates, to now putting that on autopilot so you can sit back and see the money flow into your bank account.
Yeah, see, I love that. And I've used PayPal for subscriptions like that a lot. But the problem with that is it doesn't integrate to the calendar. So if somebody cancels, then I got to go into the calendar and cancel all that stuff, where this integrates 100%. So I love that concept.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have seen people trying to, you know, set up subscriptions and other things like PayPal, and there's other apps to do that too. But those other ones don't really know about appointments. So you're right. When somebody books, you know, you have to sort of keep track about how many they might have remaining or anything else. And if somebody cancels, you know, go back and refund or anything else. And that way this can be automatically credited to them. So if they cancel, it goes back on their code and they can use that to redeem at another time or anything else. And really just, you know, automate all of that billing too.
Love it, man. This has been fantastic. And, you know, the thing I love about it is the educational portion, because that's what I'm here for. Is if people think a little differently after listening to this and maybe go explore some stuff. And again, you know, 45-day free trial is, you know, that should give you more than enough time to really kind of explore it and see if it's going to work for you. And if not, that's cool. You know, it's like, if it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can almost guarantee you, if you really invest the time in learning it and integrating it a little bit and trying it, I think you'll be pretty impressed. So if people wanted to get a hold of that free trial, what's the link again to do that?
Yeah, it is acuityscheduling.com/bacon. That's A-C-U-I-T-Y scheduling.com/bacon.
That is a sizzling hot deal. I greatly appreciate it. And if people want to get a hold of you directly, what's the best way for them to do that, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. And actually, I will put my contact information on there, too, so that you can get a hold of me and a couple of other little things on there, too. So that if you go to that same link, acuityscheduling.com/bacon, you can get my LinkedIn and everything else contact info if you wanted to reach out directly. And definitely recommend checking out that trial.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you, your time, and you dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. It's always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. I love your attitude, your energy, and the fact that you're always looking for ways to help people improve their businesses, man. So thanks for spending a little time with us and helping us get better in our businesses.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me on here and for making me hungry for bacon.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.